You're listening to the news and music programs on Canto City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our English news. Yesterday afternoon, party central member Kham Sakatri of the party committee, Kham head of the National Assembly delegation of Canto City, inspected the transfer and reception of soldiers, visited and offered gifts to youngsters in Ban Thuy district who are going to join the army in 2023. The delegation visited families of youngsters Trần Đức Dũng in area number 5, Ban Thuy district, and Nguyễn Trường Phi in area number 1, Tân Lập ward. Secretary Lê Quang Mạnh encouraged the youngsters and their families before joining the army, believing that with youth determination and responsibility, the youth of Cantor will make efforts to overcome difficulties and will fulfill their side tasks and become the pride of their families and local authorities. Then the delegation came to check the transfer of soldiers at Ban Thuy District Military Headquarters, also the student board. The secretary highly valued the careful preparations done by the district while noting the locality to raise vigilance for a safe and solemn transfer of soldiers as stipulated. Permanent member Kham head of the Publicity Education Board under Canto City Party Committee Nguyễn Ngọc Tâm and representatives of Kamitan Centers have just come to check the transfer of soldiers in Thuc Nop Upper District. In general, the transfer of soldiers is carefully prepared by Thuc Nop Upper District. This year, Thuc Nop District is assigned to recruit 220 youngsters to join the army. 100% of youngsters in Thuc Nop Upper District have so far been ready to join the army. Mr. Nguyễn Ngọc Tâm suggests that the locality continue catching talks of the recruited youngsters and their families, ensuring food safety and hygiene. In a happy atmosphere of the Army Enlistment Festival on February 8, Cambrian schools and towns across Canto City organized ceremonies to see for youngsters to depart for military service in 2023. At the site, the Military Service Councils proclaimed the names of recruited youngsters and remind them of promoting heroic traditions to deserve the trust and the expectation of authority, people, and families. This year, Canto has 205 youngsters recruited to join the army. In Vĩnh Thạnh suburb district, leaders of Cambrian's towns praised the voluntary spirit of youngsters. 190 recruited youngsters also showed their determination to build and protect the fatherland. The Military Service Council of Châu Văn Liêm Gold, Ô Môn Upper District, also organized a ceremony to see off recruited youngsters and offered a recruit a gift that consists of essentials in the army life. In 2023, Châu Văn Liêm Gold is assigned to recruit 28 youngsters to join the army. In other news, this morning, Vice Chairman of Canto City People's Committee Nguyễn Ngọc Khè and leaders of department centers of the city came to check the construction progress of Tây Độ Bridge. The project of building Tây Độ Bridge is invested by the city's transport department at a construction cost of over 200 billion Việt Nam đồng earmarked from the budget. Nearly 1 year after construction, the first unit of the bridge has been completed and was open to traffic on the traditional Tết. The construction unit is now focusing on clearing the outer one to build the second unit. The main investor and from the suburban district project management land fund development board have arranged resettlement and given compensation for stricken households. Canto City's health department teachers experimentally implemented the electronic health record from May 1st to September 30, 2023. Accordingly, the People's Health Management software is freely implemented at grassroots health stations, where the electronic health records of each citizen could be set on administrative information data, medical insurance, and residential data based on personal identification numbers. In the meantime, the record will update administrative information and health data when citizens come for health checkups and treatments with their health insurance cards at 106 grassroots health units run by the health department. Vietnam Airlines has just revealed that from upcoming March in April, it will resume 5 flight routes between Vietnam and China, restoring a total of 9 out of 10 flight routes to China in comparison with the time before the epidemic. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.